Hey, is this Lisa?
Yeah.
Hey, Lisa. Did I catch you at a bad time? You just filled out a form on my website about your property in Hopewell.
Yeah.
Did I catch you at a bad time?
No.
Okay. I'm familiar with the neighborhood. I have properties off of West Randolph Road, if you know where that is.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So what's going on? I think this house was what? You bought it 2 years ago, if I'm not mistaken? What's going on? Why'd you fill out a form? Why are you looking to sell it?
Because I just bought another home, so I'm going to sell this one.
Okay. And how soon are you looking to sell it?
As soon as I can get my stuff out of here, I won't put it up.
Okay. So you're looking to sell it pretty quickly then, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. And I mean, so you already have your next place, right?
Yeah, I just bought two properties, so I'm gonna sell this one. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you just bought it, a couple of years ago, so there's really, not really any equity in it.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Have you watched this interview?
What do you
I'm
mean by that?
not gonna. How much are you all? You say you all making offers. How much are you offering?
Well, I mean, it just depends on the situation. You're flexible on the timeline. I mean, what are you hoping to accomplish out of the sale?
I'm looking at getting at least 160 for
I mean, I could see maybe if it was all fixed up,
it's nothing wrong with it. It's still in this. I haven't lived in this property. This property is still in the same condition it was when I bought it. It's in excellent shape. It has two heating systems. It has a commercial unit. It has baseboard heat and central. Four
Right.
bed. I don't know how what he. I think when they sold it, they didn't. I don't know why they didn't put it, but it's four bed. This is four bedrooms, one bath.
Right.
And it's in good shape. It's in excellent shape. It's
Right.
clean as a whistle in here.
Sure. So, I
Yeah, so
mean, if it was, I mean, based off of inflation and what people are buying in the area, as is, I mean, this is a, it's a clean house, but it's not necessarily updated.
Yeah, well, that's why I wanted to put it on the market instead of dealing with the investors.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you're thinking 160. I mean, is that negotiable at all?
Somewhat. You just have to come out here and look at it.
Well, I've seen the property on the outside, and I've seen pictures on the inside. So, I mean,
I had a tree fail last week, so my insurance company is already coming to check for putting new fence up, so it's going to have to have a brand new fence. It's going to have a brand new fence all the way around. Because it busted up the whole back fence and the side, so all of that is going to be replaced.
Sure.
Exactly. What contract I'm going to use to do the work, what professional company I'm going to use. Yeah.
So, I mean, I would love to buy this house, as is. I mean, even if I made you an offer now, I mean, would you be ready to sell it?
depending on how, I'm ready to sell it if the price is right. I'm trying to get out here now. I'm cleaning it out. I'm cleaning out. Man, I bought a commercial building. In Hopewell, I just closed on that Friday, and then I bought another 4-bedroom, 2-bath in Denwood. So I'm clearing this out. I'm moving stuff out now. So
I mean,
it's not gonna be time to clear this out.
I mean, obviously the inside would need some work just, for updating and stuff. I mean, I would love to buy this house at 125. Just with, the repairs that I would need to do inside, and, that'd be an as is, net number to you.
Yeah.
I mean,
no,
is that,
go that low.
I mean, you tell me. I'm looking to buy. I have houses in the neighborhood. I mean, you said 160. I'm at 125. I mean, I think we can make something work here.
Yeah, well, the 125 wouldn't make me want to sell this house, but 125.
So, I mean.
Now, I don't know what upgrades you want to do. Only upgrades I can see the need doing on this house is maybe upgrading, putting in maybe a newer model kitchen in there or something, but all the rest of the house is in excellent shape.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the floors and, the kitchen, it's in good shape, sure, but it's not necessarily updated to a T.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't go that low, 125.
I mean, you tell me you're at 160, I'd love to buy it at 125. I'm not saying that's my offer, but, I mean, what if we met somewhere in the middle?
Yeah, well, you come out and look at it, and then you tell me.
Well, I mean, I've seen it. You're trying to sell it. I do this, for a living. I buy houses. We buy about 10 a month. And, so, I mean, would you be willing to meet me in the middle?
I might. I have to talk to my husband to see what he says.
Okay.
See what he said. As soon as I get my stuff out of here, I'm ready to unload this house because I got a lot of responsibility with the commercial property, especially. I've really got to get that up, and I've got renovations going on over here. So,
Did you want to talk to him tomorrow or tonight? I mean, you tell me.
He sleep tonight because he has to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go to work. So I'll talk to him tomorrow, lunch break.
So maybe
you
the best.
To tomorrow evening, I've been to talk to about
what,
it.
What time tomorrow?
He normally calls me around 12, so I guess one between 1 and 2 would be good. It'll be a good time.
All right. I will give you a call at about 1:30.
Okay.
And we'll see if we can make something work because, I think we can put something together here.
Okay. What does it sound like? That sounds good. Okay. All right. I'll talk to him tomorrow.
All right. Well, I will talk to you tomorrow and I'll give you a call and we'll see if we can make something work.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.